welcome to Easter worship with Highlands United Methodist Church. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff, and it is a joy to worship with you together from home. The traditional Easter greeting is, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Join me. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We have a beautiful service this morning, special music, all sorts of special opportunities to share and connect. And as you can see hopping around behind me, we also have an Easter egg hunt throughout the entire service. Notice that in the background of every single scene, you're welcome to look for the eggs hidden. We have wonderful things to share as we continue to worship from home. I know we didn't plan on a second Easter this way, but we've done some wonderful things to bring and connect us all together. I do invite you to connect with us throughout the entire year, not just on Easter. Do know that we have our weekly groups happening. You can visit highlandsumc.com and find details on all of those weekly Zoom events. And we are beginning in-person gatherings soon. 2 weeks from today, we'll gather for Sunny Sundays in the Park, a weekly gathering at 1 p.m. as we spend time together, social distanced with masks, but rebuilding that sense of community and physical presence together. I hope you will join us, not only today, but each and every Sunday and each and every day of the year as we seek to build a home where all belong in service to the community, growing in relationship with one another and with something bigger than ourselves. Happy Easter to you. Let the light arrive as we celebrate this Easter morning together. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Happy Easter. My name is Brandon Cawthon, and I'm the Director of Congregational Engagement. Please join me in our call to worship. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Christ is risen indeed. For this is a day of new beginnings. God is making all things new. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Please join me in our opening hymn.
Thank you. it's me, Dwayne the Donkey, and I'm here in the sanctuary, but I know that you aren't. I know it's so that we all stay healthy, but I miss you all a lot. I was telling Pastor Brad how much I miss seeing everyone. Like usually, I get to talk with Miss Jenny on Sunday mornings, and he said I could use this computer to FaceTime with her. Siri, call Jenny.
Hang on, guys, I got a call. Dwayne, it's so good to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you too. It's really different and a little hard to be celebrating Easter in different places.
I know. I have a lot of feelings too. Did you know that there were a lot of feelings on the very first Easter too?
Well, there were a lot of feelings. I know I'm happy on Easter, so if there were a lot of feelings, I bet they were joyful, excited, and jubilant.
Those are all good words to describe the happy feelings, but that isn't how the day started.
How the day started?
When Jesus' friends woke up that morning, they were sad, frustrated, and scared. Their friend Jesus had died only 3 days before. They thought he was gone forever.
Well, that's how Easter started? Well, that's not jubilant at all.
That's how it started, yes. We often only think of Easter as a day filled with happy words. But what makes Easter so special and so real is where the day started.
To start the day thinking that life was over and then to find out that Jesus was alive? That's amazing.
It is amazing, Dwayne. God used Easter to show us that God's love is more powerful than anything. Jesus coming back to life was God showing us that nothing can separate us from God's love and that God does new beginnings.
God can even make new beginnings out of the difficult and sad places in life. That sounds important to remember.
It is. That's why we celebrate Easter every year. And just like the woman at the tomb on the very first Easter, we not only get to hear the good news, we get to share it.
Well, share it?
We can share it every day in how we live, Dwayne. And on Easter, we also share it with words. The traditional Easter greeting is, "Christ is risen." And someone responds, "He is risen indeed."
Ooh, let me try it. Hey, Miss Jenny. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, Dwayne.
I want to tell some more friends. Who does Pastor Brad have in his address book? Oh, happy Easter, Charlotte. Christ is risen.
Easter, Dwayne. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was great. Oh, who else is in here? Oh, Miss Ellie, it's so good to see you. Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Dwayne. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was great too. Hi, Lucy. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Dwayne. He is risen indeed.
Oh boy, this is awesome. I love sharing the good news of Easter and seeing so many people. Hey, I recognize that name. Oh, Bishop Karen. Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Dwayne. He is risen indeed.
Oh, let's try one more. Let's see. Who else can we call? Oh! Happy Easter, Mayor Hancock. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Dwayne. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, I'm still a little sad that I'm not with everybody in person. I'm happy that I got to share the good news of Easter with my friends.
Dwayne, even celebrations like Easter can have mixed emotions, where parts of us are happy and other parts of us are sad. Or feeling excited and a little anxious, or feeling uncertain and hopeful. Easter is about God showing up in the middle of all of our feelings, being with us, and showing us life.
Well, thanks, Miss Jenny. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Dwayne. And remember, Christ is risen.
Oh, he is risen indeed. Would you like to lead our prayer?
I would love to lead our prayer. Dear God.
Dear God.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
That Easter arrives.
That Easter arrives.
To bring us life.
To bring us life.
Help us remember.
Help us remember
that nothing can separate us.
That nothing can separate us
from your love.
From your love.
May we share the good news.
May we share the good news
of your love for everyone.
Of your love for everyone.
And may I always remember.
And may I always remember
that you love me.
That you love me.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, kiddos, let's do our children's motto together. In all that we think,
in all that we say,
in all that we do, may we glorify you. Amen.
Amen.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Will you pray with me? Not long ago, God, we celebrated the birth of love, joy, peace, and hope among us. Now we walk toward the tomb, carrying injustice, violence, isolation, loss of jobs and relationships, and loss of loved ones, changes in how we teach, learn, and work. They hang like stones threatening to separate us from each other and even you. But at the tomb, the stone is pushed aside. The tomb is empty. Your spirit fills the air. We breathe in your presence. We look again into the tomb. The stones we carried are scattered among the cloths intended to bind you. Knowing now you have not left us, we turn to live the challenges and celebrations of our lives. With gratitude, we move forward, celebrating love, joy, peace, and hope, saying together the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
saw this at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from the heavens and was going to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat on it.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified.
He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the woman hurried away from the tomb. Afraid, yet filled with joy, they ran to tell his disciples.
Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him.
Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go to my brothers. Go to Galilee. There they will be to see me."
It's been a long year. Last year, as I stood on the roof of the church as the sun rose behind me, I thought it would be the only Easter we wouldn't be together in the sanctuary. Now, some folks are in person this morning at other places, but we are virtual again. You see, as a church, we decided we weren't there yet. I mean, that decline in cases, it stopped. There's actually been an increase in the last 2 weeks. Now, yes, vaccines have begun, but there are not enough fully vaccinated people to make the sanctuary safe. And out of our commitment to love our neighbor, we are virtual once again for Easter. Now, we will be back soon. We begin an outdoor Sunday afternoon gathering 2 weeks away. We're going to start doing that every Sunday afternoon. At the same time, we'll also continue a virtual option. I mean, moving forward, we're going to make sure you have both options always. We've even got new cameras ready to install in the sanctuary. Because we're going to do this together. We're going to stay safe and healthy while honoring our commitment to be a home where all belong. I mean, it has been quite a journey this year. We have seen things in new ways. I mean, even the most comfortable of us had our comfort zones pushed. And for any of us who were looking, we saw how significantly this year pushed around and pushed about those who weren't comfortable to begin with. We have walked through unique times. The kinds of things that will fill history books. The kinds of stories we will tell young people who humor us when we're old. We have walked through stay-at-home orders, toilet paper shortages, curfews and civil unrest, an upwelling call for all of us to confront racial injustice. Along the way, there were also threats of war, forest fires that blotted out the sun, an attempt to overthrow the U.S. Capitol. I mean, even just 2 weeks ago, we once again were devastated by a mass shooting within driving distance of our neighborhood. I am so weary for so many reasons. You know, it makes me think about the long walk to the tomb that begins our Easter story. So much of the Easter story centers around the tomb. We forget they had to get there. The scriptures only make a passing reference to the women on their way to the tomb. The story begins with heartbroken, weary, even hopeless people waking up to confront a day they never wanted to experience. They get out of bed. They begin going through the motions. And then they turn themselves, not toward the comfort of a friend's house or lively conversation. No, they turn themselves towards the tomb. And they walk. They walk. I wonder, did they walk slowly because they didn't want to confront the hard truth? That their friend, their hope, their reason for faith was dead. Did they walk slowly to avoid it? Or did they walk quickly, hoping they could get it over with and just put it all behind them? I know I've done both in my life during difficult times. I mean, has this year had those moments for you? The moments you aren't sure if you just want to keep putting them off or if you just want to get them over with? But there they were, these women walking one foot in front of the other, the space in between their steps marked with sighs and tears. You know, having sat with countless families in the aftermath of death, I am certain that these women looked at one another and asked, how long is it going to feel like this? How long? The road feels so long. The grief feels so heavy. How long is it going to feel like this? And then they arrive at the tomb and the world turns upside down. Literally, the ground is shaking, beams of light, a heavenly messenger, and a missing body. The trained soldiers are so frightened, they fall over, paralyzed in fear. But the women, they press onward. They have not made this journey to simply be frightened away. They have not traveled this road to turn back now. These women are braver and bolder than the Imperial Army, and they are the first to know and experience Easter. What do they discover? They discover that Christ's body is not there because God's love and grace are more powerful than death. What humanity thought was unbeatable, God has triumphed over. To show the unbounded depth and width and height of God's love, God defies what we thought was the most definitive boundary. But the journey to this moment makes it all the more meaningful. You see, Easter is God offering new life. Easter is God sharing life abundant. Easter is love, acceptance, justice, and hope in unimaginable ways. You know, when you think about it, Jesus had already offered those things. Jesus was spending his entire ministry giving it away to anyone who would listen. But the earth didn't shake when Jesus proclaimed it those times. So what's different here? The difference here was the road that had been walked. The two women at the tomb took the literal walk that morning, but everyone had been on the metaphorical journey. You see, Jesus was offering everything I mentioned and more, but people's lives were simply too full to receive it. For some, their lives were too full of comfort. For others, their lives were too full of themselves. To prove this point, we simply need to look at the few folks who understood what Jesus was sharing. No, not the disciples. No, the disciples didn't understand a thing. Jesus even says so many times throughout our scriptures. The folks who really understood and received life abundant were the ones who'd already walked long and difficult roads. The sick, the poor, the oppressed and marginalized. They understood and joyfully received all that God offered in Jesus the first time they heard it. But for the rest of the people, it took what? A public judgment? An unjust trial? Unspeakable violence and suffering? Even Christ's death? It took all of that for them to take a step down that road, a road they'd long avoided. The road that rises to meet you when grief and loss enter. The road that appears when you finally open your eyes to injustice all around you. The road that seems to get longer every time you ask how long it could possibly be. For it's only after walking that road that the gift of Easter, the grace of Jesus offered every single day of his life, could truly be understood and appreciated. You know, God did not cause the difficulty. God had already offered everything Easter was all about, but when everything did fall apart, God was waiting on that long, difficult road. The journey to the tomb is what makes Easter, Easter. Easter is an invitation to find new life after great change and great challenge. And like the women who arrived at the tomb that first Easter, we have known change. We have known challenge. Not only in the unprecedented nature of the last year, but in our own personal lives. In addition to our shared communal strife, there are pains that are uniquely yours. When I talk about the long, difficult road, it resonates with you because of your own story, not my story, not anyone else's story, yours. And on top of that, each of us with our own roads then converge together in the shared realities of the last 13 months. And so we approach this Easter in a new way. We approach Easter via a longer, harder road than many of us have ever traveled. And Easter is an invitation to find new life after great change and great challenge. And so we give thanks and we celebrate all that that can and will be. But a word of warning and a word of challenge for you this Easter morning. Remember, not everyone arrives at Easter at the same time. This is the warning. Much like the disciples would have to make their own journeys to know and see after the women already had, the new life that comes as we leave this pandemic will not arrive to everyone at the same time. We have different risk tolerance. We have different means. We have lost and sacrificed different things. Our experiences are not universal, as much as has been shared. Some are ready to run through town celebrating the new life they feel. And they do so. And as they do so, they risk running by those who have not yet experienced it. This is true of life beyond the pandemic as well. When any of us find the joy of new life, when we encounter hope and joy, we must not forget that there are others who are still looking for it. Our celebration sometimes even adds to the difficulty of others' journeys. And this is where I offer you the word of challenge. The women in the Easter story were jubilant. They did celebrate, and they knew joy. They also turned and walked the road to bring to others what they were celebrating. They did not run past others while celebrating. They ran to others, giving them a reason to celebrate. This, my friends, is our work. Many times in the coming months, we will experience moments of celebration. We will know life in new ways, not just returning to what life used to be, but recognizing and creating something better. I mean, some have already begun to have these moments as pictures of vaccination cards and spring break trips and multi-household gatherings abound. As we encounter these life-giving moments, will we respond to the divine request? You see, in our scripture today, it is the risen Christ himself that asks the women to go and search out those who were still awaiting new life. You see, new life is not a destination, just as Easter is not a terminal event. In fact, it's quite the opposite. For the new life of Easter, the new life that comes after great change and great challenge, is life that is meant to carry us with spring in our step to find those who are still journeying through the change and the challenge. For we know the road they travel. But instead of carrying the weight we once did, we carry good news that can lighten their burden and quicken their journey if we will but follow Christ's call to share the new life we have received.
Christ has broken down the wall.
We continue to do amazing things, and that is because of your generosity. Please join me in our offertory prayer. In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Amen. Please join me in our sending prayer. We rejoice in the new life of Easter, for God's promise of life is fulfilled once again. May we experience the blessing of this day as we are reminded that nothing can separate us from God's love. In our many and various places, may we be amazed, ready to share the good news, and ready to live the life we have been given. For just as on that first Easter morning, Christ is alive and goes before us. Hallelujah. Amen.